It's the Popmatic Podcast for December 14th, 2016. It's the Popmatic Podcast, where you can rock out with your library card out. I am Jeremy, and joining me today are...
Amanda!
Crystal, and guess what?
What?
I have cleared my work schedule, and I'm going to be able to join you all every Wednesday now.
Yay!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You have the best timing.
We have some news for Crystal. The part of Crystal will be played by... silence.
Anyway... Next person, Sarah.
Clem Marie.
Meg.
All right. Whoa.
Yeah.
We are back for round two of our best of the year episodes. This week, we're dropping so many fat beats that our borscht is going to have floor dirt in it.
Yeah.
We're dropping so many beats that your Russian grandma's like, come on.
That's actual food.
Wow. I'm glad I could look at it.
Yeah, that's
out
great.
The pun there.
Yeah, I made that one up. I did that one on the fly. Oh yeah, I spied beats with two E's, y'all. Beatles. We also welcome back Crystal for one last hurrah. We're gonna acknowledge Bill's dedication to Katrina and the Waves. He's at a convention right now, and I will humbly admit I'm not gonna do top three this year. I'm just gonna humbly admit that my favorite musical artist of 2016. Is me.
Yeah. Oh man, wow.
Simply the best!
Purple brag! Yeah, yeah!
Amanda!
We ready? Are we serious?
Yes.
Okay. So it.
Amanda!
Anybody else want to clap before we go?
No, we got it.
Clap, clap.
Okay, so it kind of amazes me that the older I get, the less I listen to actual new music. It seems like I'm going backwards into music from the 70s and the 80s, because that's what I listen to that makes me happy. So today, I'm going to bring you the best of Toto and Hall & Oates.
I can't go for that.
I dress in man-eaters.
So I did manage to dig up some new stuff that I like, but it was kind of a close thing. So my number three choice... was Pitbull's album Globalization. So this album came out at the end of 2014, which is pretty close.
That's recent-ish.
New-ish.
I remember 2014. So Pitbull's been on my radar for a while, but it wasn't until he had a cameo on Empire, which I'm going to talk about next week, spoiler alert, that I started to notice him. Now, my favorite song on Globalization, which is his eighth album, was Fun. It featured Chris Brown. The song peaked at number 40 in the U.S.
Fun. Fresh from Monaco, performing for Microsoft, Miami to LA, G4, we taking off. I'm a hard worker, I'm far from the boss, but when it's said and done, I'm owning it all. I know you think it's just rap, just this, just that. Right, nah baby, this my life. Wanna have fun for a night? Then just
Now, I love the mix of Spanish flair that Pitbull throws into his music. I think it helps set him apart from everybody else that sounds exactly the same. So the library does have this one on Freegal, so feel free to download Fun to your heart's content. Trust me, it's F-U-N, Fun.
Dale! Oh.
Crystal?
Awesome. Well, my number three pick for album of the year is Anti by Rihanna. I know many of you, perhaps some of you in the room, are declaring Beyoncé's Lemonade or Lady Gaga's Joanne in your top picks for the year. It's a tough call for sure, as I loved all three, but I decided by picking the gal I'd like to go out with, have a few beers, maybe get a tattoo. You know, for me, that's Rihanna. Of course, we have to listen to Work.
You see me have you work. You see me do me dirt. And some better work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my tat. Dry me a dessert. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the righteous.
work.
Does she say put the Pokemon to work? Because that's what I think she says.
Says circles work.
What else you gonna do with your Pokemon?
To be honest, I don't know what she's singing. You know,
she's singing work.
It's the melody.
They just work in there somewhere.
That's right. It's, you know, it's the melody. It's the vibe. It's the groove behind her performance.
You can work to it.
You know, it just gets me every time. At least once a day when I'm at work, I find myself singing that song. I can't wait to see what she does next. Have Drake's babies?
Drake would be so happy about that.
So, you know, like Beyonce and Gaga, she has ventured into acting. Apparently, she's filming Ocean's 8 right now. And that's, according to IMDb, that's coming out in 2018. Anti is available for request on CD, or you can listen on Hoopla. All right, Sarah, wow us with your number three pick.
All right, I think I can do that. Before I list my number three, I need to preface my choices with the fact that the year 2016 may have been challenging in many ways, including losing several music and movie legends, but that was sort of compensated with some of the new albums and artists released this year. I had a really hard time picking my last two choices. I wanted to show some diversity to symbolize the variety of music that came out this year. And I just noticed that all of my choices are international artists, so whatever.
Oh, excellent.
That being said, here we go.
Because there's no more America.
That's right. Down goes America. Yeah,
the America, the season, the series finale.
America,
yes.
We go overseas.
That's right. Okay, so my number three artist comes from the land down under. Maybe Gary from Perth knows.
Yeah, Gary from Perth, yeah.
Oh, my favorite
major,
so I hear.
Didra, do tell.
Give me a Vegemite sandwich.
That's right. In case you all aren't clued into the up-and-coming pop scene that's emerging from the nether countries of this planet, you should be now.
Okay.
My favorite song of the year came from this guy from Australia, Jared James. I heard his single, Do You Remember, that released January of 2015 on the way to work one morning and immediately downloaded it when I got on the shuttle to come to work and listened to it over and over again the rest of the day.
Oh, don't be scared about it. Don't forget it was real. Do you remember the way it made you feel? Do you remember the things that let you stay when it's easier to let you go?
It has a healthy, groovable beat with matching lyrics to that of Gautier's Somebody That I Used to Know. Sort of. I don't think James is trying to inflict the same pain, though, as that song does. But it's a great sing-along track that, as my brother says, you can falsetto the crap out of.
You
even
hit
if
the
you can't
notes.
Carry a tune. Yeah, that's right. And I can't carry a tune, so that works for me. But the rest of his album, High, that was released July of this year, is as catchy and soulful as the track Do You Remember, especially including the soft duet A Thousand Times he did with fellow Below the Equator Dwellers, Broods. They're a New Zealander sibling electronic pop group that also released a new album this year with killer song Free. So again, you can find Jared James' album High on Hoopla, as well as Broods' new album, Conscious.
Yes, okay, so like Amanda, I don't listen to new music anymore because everything is crap. I have become my father, and who used to complain about the musical guests on Saturday Night Live all being crap. And now I watch, it's like, who are these people?
Because yeah, pretty much.
Most of the time, what I do, as I told Evil Robot once, is I, in reference to this episode, is that I listen to Bruce Springsteen.
Hell
so,
yeah.
I'm going to talk about Bruce Springsteen for my number three pick.
Yeah.
He did not release, now Bruce, the boss, did not release any new records this year.
However,
but he did release a book.
That's right.
A book, Born to Run. It is a 500-page tome, his biography. I am still working through that book. And I am on hold for the audiobook.
Yeah,
and
me too.
And when I had to return that book, he was still in Jersey, y'all. So it is for the long haul, and there's no pictures in there. So Bruce has a lot to say. Bless him. That man is prolific.
Every other word is Mr.
Yes.
Well, Mr., I was growing up.
But, however, he did release an accompanying compilation of his songs called Chapter and Verse that is supposed to accompany Born to Run. Now, so Chapter and Verse, I am still on hold for the physical CD here at the library because a lot of people are Bruce Springsteen fans. But you can also download the music from Freegal. And that's what I did. Now, however, the reason why I love Bruce Springsteen for many things is that because of him, he gave me the courage to quit graduate school. Yes, yes. I see a lot. There's a lot of bemused looks around the table yep. for those mm-hmm. of you who can't see. So when I was back in graduate school, still in 2011, I was in graduate school. I was Ethics and Society, Graduate Department of Religion, Vanderbilt University. I was going to be a religious studies professor, y'all, in my former life. I really hated it. I was not well physically, not well mentally, not well spiritually. And when I took a break, I took a year-long medical leave break for my depression and anxiety and all my malaise. And I went to the library, and I'm like, you know what? I love Bruce Springsteen, and I don't have any of his stuff on my iTunes. So I went and checked out a bunch of CDs and put it on my computer. Maybe illegal, maybe not, whatever. Fair use.
Library ethics compel me to point out that ripping the CDs you get from the library is not fair use. But the legal basis that the library uses to buy CDs and then lend them to patrons is known as the first sale doctrine. Now, the consumer rights that are encapsulated within the first sale doctrine have largely been stripped away with the advent of digital music. That's why the library has services like Freegal and Hoopla.
Hashtag copyright.
And
Music therapy.
Exactly. And I remember listening to Bruce Springsteen's The Rising and that refrain, it's all right, it's all right, mm-hmm. it's all right. Yeah, I remember being in my car and crying because like, oh my God, it's all right that I'll quit, it's all right to want to quit graduate school.
It's all right, it's all right, it's all right, yeah. It's all right, it's all right. It's alright, yeah. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, yeah. It's alright, it's alright.
And I remember also hearing a line from Badlands, listening to Badlands for the first time, driving through the Tennessee mountains, back from the American Academy of Religion annual meeting in Atlanta. Driving back, I was sick as a dog, and I remember the line, for the ones with a notion deep inside that it ain't no sin to be glad you're alive. And I was like, holy crap, that'll preach. As we say in divinity school, that'll preach. Meaning that that's something you can make a sermon out of as opposed to, you know, maybe, you know, the documentary hypothesis of the compilation of the Hebrew Bible, Old Testament. But anyhow, so Bruce Springsteen gave me the courage to quit graduate school. I will forever be indebted to him because his music gave me the courage to understand, my God, I can be happy, and that is no sin. So on Chapter and Verse, Badlands is included, which is perhaps my favorite Springsteen song. Some very early Springsteen stuff back from like his, you know, teenage garage band days in Jersey, which I was still reading about when I had the book, like the Castiles, bands like the Castiles and the Steel Mill. So you can listen to some really, really old classic Springsteen tracks, and also the songs that most of us know, like Born in the USA and The Rising. So you all check out Chapter and Verse, and you may have perhaps get to see why Bruce Springsteen, why I love him so, and he will never be forever be in my best music. Mike.
Wow. Well,
follow that.
Yeah, I had a lot to say.
Like last week, now totally different.
Rainbow ponies, what?
On fire. Last listeners, I have a confession to make. I fibbed about taking the week off way back in July to tear the limbs off Snap, Crackle, and Pop in the Combat Pond Battle Arena in Battle Creek, Michigan. Instead, I went on a road trip to Chicago.
Oh.
I took the long way with plenty of detours for presidential history sites and tiki restaurants and breweries at the Gateway Arch in St. Louis and multiple Frank Lloyd Wright houses. It was a real mication. It's like...
Oh, mication. That's fun.
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Brandon.
Oh, I knew that.
Yes, yeah. It's a Brandonocalypse. I don't know. Anyway, but why Chicago? Well, Rammstein. We're playing their only American show in 2016, Chicago Open Air Festival. Was it worth going all the way up there, spending $100 on a ticket to see one band? Bleep, yeah, it was. Yeah. I had heard that they were fond of pyrotechnics, but I had no idea that for every song with a synonym of fire or burning in the title, and there are many, that they would whip out flamethrowers. Yeah. I think it was for Feuer Frei. The lead singer and two guitarists strapped flamethrowers that looked like giant Bunsen burners to their mouths and crossed streams of flame. It was maybe the greatest thing I've ever seen. I can show you guys a video afterwards. I've got my phone. It's downstairs. Anyway. In honor of that performance, I thought I would recommend as number three one of my musical discoveries whilst I was plumbing the Rammstein back catalog and psyching myself up. Oh boy. It's off of the album Made in Germany, 1995 to 2011. It's a remix of Lynx, Zwei, Drei, Vier.
Number two. Okay, so my second album of the year is 25 by Adele. Now, after the success of her uber popular album 21, Adele made us wait 4.5 long years for her follow up 25, because she's good at math apparently, which was released in November 2015. So, see, I'm getting closer to 2016. Working my way. So her first single on the album was Hello, which I liked, but it's kind of been universally mocked by everyone.
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, pretty much
SNL.
Everyone.
SNL.
Yeah, but it became the fastest video to hit 100 million views on Vevo, which that had previously held by Miley Cyrus with Wrecking Ball. Mm. So my favorite song on the album is Send My Love to Your New Lover, because stylistically it reminds me of my other favorite of hers, Best for Last, which was on her album 19. As of June 2016, according to Nielsen SoundScan, 25 has sold 20 million copies, making it one of the best-selling albums worldwide. Now, fun fact, Adele is the only artist of the 20 teens to be certified diamond, which means she sold 10 million in the U.S. on two separate albums. Yeah. That's a pretty, in this day and age, anyone buying anything, it's a pretty, pretty good record.
Buying music?
Now, in terms of not buying, the library has this on Freegal, so you can download Adele's second mega hit, and you can download all of her albums on Freegal for free, and you're welcome.
She's got a great voice.
She really does. She's awesome. Yeah. All right, Miss Crystal.
All right, my number two pick for album of the year is David Bowie's Black Star. Leave it to Bowie to drop a new record on his 69th birthday and then elegantly fade into the next beyond 2 days later. Nice. You know, we've suffered so many losses this year, and his death just about cut the deepest for me. I hope that he and Prince and Leonard Cohen and Leon Russell are jamming with Sharon Jones right now. That's all I gotta say. Of course, we have to listen to Lazarus.
Look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody.
Of course, I think we could blame Amanda's husband for all these murders.
It's true.
Yes. Last week's episode.
And dumpster fires.
Yeah, dumpster fires.
And a sniper rifle full of disease. Okay.
Yeah, yes.
That's a weapon of choice.
So, I don't know. I don't know what else to say except request a CD copy or download it from Freegal and get ready to go deep. All right, Sarah.
All right, my number two. This was a little minute, last minute change in my top three, but when I was creating a playlist on iTunes designed to play only the songs that I've listened to more than 20 times this year, three songs from this album came up and I thought, oh yeah, I love these guys. The band Churches, spelled C-H-V-R-C-H-E-S.
Churches.
Yes, Churches. From Glasgow, Scotland, is an electro synth pop band that's been around since 2011. And this past year, they re-released their album Every Open Eye with a few songs that they remixed and also collaborated. The best one being the remix of their song Bury It with Hayley Williams from Paramore. Vocalist of the band Lauren Mayberry already has a pretty unique, mostly high-pitched voice, so the combination with Haley's also very unique voice is a great harmonized collaboration. On top of that song, though, the album is filled with a variety of other club-type hits or even ones that sound reminiscent of the 80s. Very reminiscent of the 80s, actually.
Clearest Blues, my favorite.
I was gonna say that's one of my faves. And Leave a Trace and Never-Ending Circles, I think the opening track of the album. The craze of the 80s synthesizer is alive and thriving these days, and there are some pretty decent bands out there that make what Depeche Mode or Devo did look like beginner-level stuff, which kind of was. These guys, I think, are one of those bands. A couple of their albums can be physically checked out from the library, but their newest album, Every Open Eye, the extended edition, can be found on Hoopla. Clem?
All right, so my number two album. Like I said, I don't listen to a lot of new music. I mostly listen to Bruce Springsteen, like I said, and the dearly departed Prince, about whose death I will never be over. I will never be okay with that death.
Indeed.
So now my number two album is another finicky genius, The Life of Pablo by Kanye West.
Woo.
Now this is a compelling. It's perhaps, I wouldn't say like I really truly enjoyed this album, but it is compelling. You are compelled to listen to it. It will grab you and you're like, what is this? It's repulsive, but I can't turn away. My brother called it. I told my brother, Jonathan, this is really compelling. He said, yeah, it's a beautiful, sprawling mess of an album. Kanye West is, he is a genius.
He's insane like a genius.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
He went to the hospital like an insane genius.
Yes, but however, okay, y'all. You know, funny, because in his album, he references his antidepressive, you know, Lexapro. You never want to see a, on his office Lexapro, which I'm like, I'm also on Lexapro, and I don't want to get off of it either, because you don't want to see me off of it either. I'm maybe not as self-destructive as Kanye, but I won't be able to feel everything way too much. So Life of Pablo, before this album was released, Kanye actually described it as a gospel album. And I can see it because the album has themes about redemption and fallingness and making amends, but also going back and FML, effing his life up. We can perhaps play a clip.
Only I can mention it. See, before I let you go, one last thing I need to let you know. You ain't ever seen nothing crazy then. This nigga when he off his Lexapro. Remember that last time in Mexico? Remember that last time, the episode, asking me why the hell I text the code. Four times as to say don't text me, ho. Told you four times don't text me, ho. Now we finna lose all self-control, but you ain't finna be raising your voice at me, especially when we in the Giuseppe store. But I'ma have the last laugh in the end, cause I'm from a track, I'll check a hoe. Yeah, I'ma have the laugh in the end, cause I'm from a track, I'll check a hoe. And I wish I would go ahead and walk my life up. Can't let them get.
It is definitely, this album is definitely not nearly as accessible as his earlier works, like Late Registration or Graduation. It does represent an evolution of the artist, but like I said, it's compelling and it's also off-putting. There's a lot of misogyny involved in this. I mean, like I said, and also, man, what is wrong with you? But it also has tracks like Like, I love Kanye. When he talks, when he references the Kanye, the, you know, the fact that nobody loves Kanye like Kanye, you know. Yes, and also, if you want to tell someone, you know, I love Kanye like Kanye loves Kanye, like, man, you are loved. So also the standout track, perhaps for me, is this is a standout track for everyone that was released. Fade, which produced, has that video with singer Teyana Taylor dancing. That track is a jam, and her body is banging. So every time I see it, I'm like, man, go to the gym, work it out. So that's an awesome song to work out to. So Life of Pablo by Kanye West. Compelling, orally assaulting, yet you can turn away. Themes of redemption and salvation and liberation. Mike.
I gotta learn to love myself like Kanye loves Kanye.
No kidding. I don't know that it's possible.
Yeah, I mean.
But also, Kanye has some, man, he's, I don't think he's ever been the same since his mother died.
Well, he about died in that, he had that car wreck.
Yes.
He about, I mean, he really did about die.
Yes.
And, so.
And then after his mom actually died, like, he needs some self-love, some self-care. Mike.
Sure. I always have to follow Clem, and she goes, you know, these epic long, and then I'm just like, this song sounds pretty. I like this song. It makes me metal.
There's fire.
There's fire in it, yeah.
They burn stuff up.
They burn stuff. It's cool.
Well, I did refer to somebody's banging body, so, you know.
Yeah, well.
Don't feel so bad.
You know who has banging bodies? Heavy metal musicians.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
those are some of the most attractive people in the world.
Anywho, I've long given up fighting anyone who mirrors my music taste. Now with the podcast editing, I can't even pretend that someone somewhere may possibly ever agree with me. Now my only musical friend is the Spotify Discover Weekly playlist. You sort of get me, robot that only cares about my $10 a month. Love me.
But tongue, it did tongue, recommend you Kim Gordon.
Yeah, you might like Bodyhead.
Tongue, beep, boop. So for number two, I thought I'd recommend one of the seemingly dozens of prog-influenced 70s-esque metal-slash-rock bands that don't tour in the United States or outside of like Kalamazoo, but totally rock, and I love them anyway, that it recommended this year. And this is Cadaver with Come Back Life off the album Abracadaver.
You paid just for that, didn't you?
Michael.
That is priceless.
It was amazing. Great song.
Best great title album. Ever.
Yeah.
All right, so all you got.
That's
one.
It, yeah.
That was your punchline and you're out.
Yeah. And number two, yeah.
Wow.
All right, so number one.
Number one.
So, drum roll.
Hey, it's still Advent. We can't sing Joy to the World yet.
We can sing
liturgically
it.
Correct.
So my number one album is 727 by Fifth Harmony. Now, this one actually came out this year, and I mentioned it back in May when it was first released. And it's still on my digital turntable 6 months later. Okay, I know in Popland no one listens to whole albums anymore, but I really like all of these songs together as a whole. I think they have a really good progression. Okay, I like all the songs except maybe All in My Head, Flex. I think it's a good song, but the rap by Fetty Wap frustrates me every single time because he seems to have forgotten what consonants are. But I digress. It's very frustrating. But my favorite track on the album is the Prince-inspired Missy Elliott produced Not That Kind of Girl.
Boy, I wanna like you, but it's better if you just don't speak.
I also enjoy Dope, just for comedic relief. I think it's hilarious. Now, if you haven't heard this whole album, you can visit Freegal and download all of these tracks today, because I know it's Fifth Harmony, but it's really good.
Is it worth it?
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. They did that song, right?
No.
No, they didn't do that
They
song?
Didn't do that. No.
Who did that song?
Missy Elliott.
Oh, is it worth
no,
it?
No,
oh, the
worth it?
Oh,
that you're flipping the
performance. That's what I was thinking of.
You're no. Well, that's worth it.
Instead of like where the dove chop
is it worth it?
Oh, yeah. Maybe they, I don't remember.
They did that song.
Evil Robot loves the taste of delicious Hershey's caramels. Evil Robot is worth it.
All right, Crystal, what's your number one?
So I'm a little embarrassed to admit that my number one pick for album of the year I discovered when they were the musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
Oh no. How awkward.
Yeah.
So you like
awkward.
Thank you, Vampire Weekend.
So
a band I first heard of on
this was back in March, April, I forget which, but I always watch SNL and this band there came on and the frontman, it was like he was channeling Michael Hutchence and Morrissey and Boy George all at the same time, and the band was playing like the best licks from Duran Duran and the Thompson Twins, I don't know. And the band is called The 1975. Mm-hmm. And their 2016 album is titled, get ready for this, I Like It When You Sleep, For You Are So Beautiful Yet So Unaware of It.
Oh, man. Like where's my bucket?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fiona Apple called.
So, I know. When the pawns.
Step up your game, young man.
Album title back. So let's listen to a clip of the song they played on SNL, the first song they played on SNL. It's called The Sound. When I'm going around, cause you know the sound. Needless to say, that tune was like catnip to me, so I had to hear the whole album. Stylistically, they're all over the place, from 80s synth pop, like the aforementioned Duran Duran.
I do love Duran Duran.
To Icelandic experimental rock band Sigur Rós. Frontman Matt Healy has also cited the Talking Heads, My Bloody Valentine, and Michael Jackson as influences. He was recently a guest on NPR's All Songs Considered podcast with Bob Boylan. The 1975 songs are about exactly what you would expect from 20-something blokes out of Manchester. Sex, drugs, but also faith and love, and there's even a song about nanas. Another standout track is called Somebody Else.
I love that song.
You know, that whole I don't want you, but I don't want anyone else to want you kind of situation. So let's give it a listen. Girl, baby, this ain't the last time that I'll see your face. The 1975 recently came to town back Thanksgiving week and played a gig at Municipal Auditorium. I dragged my husband with me. I think we may have been the oldest people there. It was a room filled with lots of young ladies in skinny jeans and mini skirts. But when they started to play the first notes, a cacophony of near hysterical girls filled the room. And Adam says, and I quote, "What is this, the Beatles?" and I like they to dive. Yes, their fan base is large and leans toward young women ages 15 to 24.
That's true.
And then a 44-year-old.
Hey, I like it too.
But, you know, the 1975 are a band that doesn't just sing songs that appeal to the lovesick young girl. They spent much of the show creating these kind of trance-like inducing soundscapes. So if electropop is your jam, check out the 1975's I Like It, and it's available through Hoopla. All right, Sarah.
Nice. Well, I'll back you up on that one. Their first album, it was better live. I saw them like 2 years ago after they released it in St. Louis at their Lou Fest. Yeah, it was all a lot of girls in skinny jeans, but their album is way better live than it is actually just
They're great live. It was incredible. And it's the very first time I've ever seen the sound man leave the sound booth and go out in the middle of the crowd with an iPad trying to adjust things. I just didn't know what.
I'm getting old.
What's happening here?
Yeah. You can actually hear his accent. Like in that chocolate song, first song, the accent is so strong. It's like, wow. That's why they remind me of the Beatles. Okay, on to mine. My number one choice comes from a band that has been one of my favorite discoveries of the past few years. The new album by the band Glass Animals, How to Be a Human Being, is educational and odd at times, but also very ingenious. But that's exactly what makes the Glass Animals who they are. Where their first album, Zabba, was indeed also bizarre and filled with mysterious electronic vibes, this new album intertwines these roots with some new pop, hip-hop, and indie rhythms. When I first heard the opening track on the album, Life Itself, I was both confused and felt at home. It sounds like them in their beginning with their animalistic beats that I've fallen in love with. But when you reach the chorus, you suddenly wonder if you're listening to some other good hip-hop band. From there, the music only becomes more diverse, especially with tunes such as Youth, Pork Soda, which has nothing to do with pork soda. It's about pineapples in your head.
That's a Primus album.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the Primus album that has My Name is Mud.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That's weird.
No, I don't either. I don't like Primus.
I hate them so much.
But not to make a real man, but I'm going to make them. South Park, man.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, but my favorite song from the album is Agnes. It's the Come Back Down to Your Knees, if you understand the reference. Calmest song of the album, but very memorable.
Your head is so numb, that nervous breath you try to hide between the motion. That trembling tender little sigh, and so it goes. The choking rose bang to be reborn. I wanna hold you like you're mine.
I picked their first album as one of my faves last year, possibly. I couldn't find it, so I didn't know. But if not, I also recommend that you listen to this album when you're learning how to be a human being from the Glass Animals. The library has all their albums via Hoopla. Clem, what's your number one?
Yes. Okay, so my number one is probably on a lot of people's number ones list. It is Lemonade by Beyoncé. Once again, I listen to old music, but this was, again, another piece of art, which I had to, you know, I do enjoy being willfully out of touch. Y'all know that. But I did actually, okay, check this out from the public library and made myself watch. This is Beyoncé's second visual album. The first one was, of course, called Beyoncé. And this one is, whereas her first visual album, Beyoncé celebrated love and, the physical love with her husband, the second one, things are not all right in the Carter Knowles household.
Have they put the surfboard back in the closet?
The surfboard is back in the closet, and the baseball bats are out smashing cars. That is a reference to a video. We can perhaps watch that. We can perhaps see that, listen to that clip. Whatever. So the physical album, Beyoncé, it explores the depths of a woman's, specifically a black woman. woman's pain to being betrayed by her lover, but also in the context, I think, of also of a greater cultural and social context. So you can check out the CD from the public library. You can listen to the music and then also watch the short film. Standout tracks or some of my favorite tracks on here are the Jack White collaboration, Don't Hurt Yourself, the collaboration with Kendrick Lamar called Freedom. Included on here is also the country tune, Daddy Lessons. But so
is that the one she did with Dixie Chicks?
Yeah, yes, that's the one she performed with Dixie Chicks and in the CMA Awards or the Country Music Awards.
And we rode motorcycles, blackjack, classic vinyl, tough girl is what I had to be. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister, and all that when he gave to me. With his gun and his head held high, he told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said, shoot. Oh, my daddy said, shoot. With his right hand on his rifle, he swore it on the Bible. My daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot.
Yes, you can check out Beyoncé's Lemonade also, because this album and the visual album inspired a lot of thinking and a lot of reflection by a lot of people. You can also look up the Lemonade Syllabus, which explores the themes of Lemonade, which has a lot of contributions from different scholars I knew from back in my day as religious study scholar, people that I know, friends. You can see, for example, different pieces that explored the different syllabus of books and articles and pieces of music that explore the themes in Lemonade, but also that explore a lot of the references, the visual references made in Lemonade. So check out the Lemonade syllabus also. And also we wrote, myself and some other folks in the library wrote a blog post about Lemonade. Mm-hmm. So you can go back and look that up.
Yeah, the show blog.
You were Tony Stark in that. Like.
I was like Minority Report or something.
I was talking with my hands, you all, and trying to situate my thoughts within, you know, within space.
I love it.
So Beyoncé's Lemonade, my number one choice for music released in 2016 that I actually listened to. Mike.
Let me rearrange my memory palace.
Yes, that too. My mind palace.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, again, completely different. When I told people I was moving to Nashville, everyone is like, if you like music and you like concerts in Nashville, it's just smorgasbord. It's Music City.
And well, I was like, I hate concerts.
I'm getting there. That involves people and going out.
But if you like, well, you know, if we love country music, that's undoubtedly true. But as you can imagine, if you've listened to this podcast for more than 3 episodes, I stayed home a lot. Then at the time, I was not really into concerts at the time. I mean, you know, if I really like a song, I could play it for hours at a time in my home for free. But anyway, long story, slightly longer. Nowadays, I like to occasionally trawl for bands that are actually coming to town instead of, say, Cadaver, a band I know I like that rarely ventures outside of Germany. Night so good. Around New Year's, I looked up this band, Ghost, which sounded silly with their Satanism and their masks were super cool. And then they soon rocketed up to my rarefied best bands ever list. Yeah. Listen to all their albums. Great. I know I've reached Kim Gordon levels of repeating myself. But, you know,
you're still working towards Elvis Costello, though. So,
you know, but much
Veronica,
like.
Veronica.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
Oh, deep cut.
Not a deep cut.
That's the only Elvis Costello.
It's his biggest hit, man.
He has also, hits.
Let's compare the charting.
Listeners, if you could only see.
He was also on an episode of 30 Rock, 30 Rock reference.
That's true.
Let's compare the chart positions of Elvis Costello and Ghost.
Yeah, one really rules and one
No, I'm
exists.
Saying the chart positions.
They won a Grammy last
nice.
Year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a thing.
That's
anyway.
That's a mark of quality.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Yeah, apparently it's a thing. I don't care.
He won
anyway.
A Grammy too.
So for number one, I thought I'd recommend a song that made me space out at work, for I could not concentrate, for it was so brutal. It's called Mummy Dust, off the album Meliora.
And, mummy dust?
Yeah, because you know, in the Renaissance times, that the doctors would prescribe mummy dust as a cure.
Really?
Like, so grind up dead
mommy
person.
Mommy dust like your mom.
Not mommy, but mummy.
Was carried on a wolf's back to corrupt humanity.
like great. Your mother's until they
embrace Satan, and it's great.
Though she was surprisingly quiet about it, this is Clem Marie's last Popmatic podcast. When we record our best of the year movie and TV episode next week, she will be out doing silly things like teaching children how to read, literally. So we want to say goodbye, Clem, and thank you for all your awesome contributions to the Popmatic podcast. And I just wanted to include this outtake. It sort of encapsulates everything good and bad about your time on the Popmatic podcast.
I looked at the books that we talked about, and the book list was really good. It was just like, oh, wow, this is good. Like the book list that we did.
You're looking at the music list, and you're like,
another thought I had for a long time that I thought for a long time is like, with Clem being on the show, like, I don't have to be on the show anymore. And it's like, this is so perfect because it's like, you don't pick the exact things that I would pick, but it's like, if you're going to talk about Adam Hochschild stuff and say what you said about Kanye and Beyonce, like, I don't have to be on the show. Because I would probably say the same stuff, but it wouldn't be about Beyonce, and Kanye would be about somebody obscure that. Anyway.
Good job.
Evil Robot seal of approval.
Though, when we went back around to you, I was going to be like, time out, Evil Robot interjection. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that Evil Robot likes experimental music, so my favorite music this year is Clem taking the lid on and off of her water bottle. which you can hear all through this show.
Robot burn! That isn't just shade, that was a read, y'all.
Evil Robot gives it the love, and the evil robot takes it away. Away.
You gotta take the good with the bad.
I know.
You have someone, it's like, I can just plug her in. She'll be talking about what I would talk about, except better. But oh, yeah, she's gonna play with that water bottle the whole way. Right next to the microphone.
So, where was she?
I'm gonna have to do this from now on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Corrections. Anybody have some corrections?
Yes. The song I was off key singing at last week's podcast. Y'all, I'm not a good singer, and none of y'all ever stop me when I start singing. I don't
we
know.
We like when people sing.
Too polite.
Okay.
Too polite.
I was singing Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good.
Great Tina Turner.
Better than all the rest.
She is better than all the rest. You haters better recognize.
Better than anyone. Nutbush, Tennessee.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I was singing the song from Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I enjoyed
is it. Peter Cetera? That's not Peter Cetera.
No, that's not.
I always Karate Kid 2. I'm a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero of the children.
That's Peter Cetera, who used to be the lead singer of Chicago.
Chicago, 25 or 64.
Yes, because my father loved Chicago, so I grew up listening to a lot of Chicago.
25. I danced at my wedding with my dad with Chicago.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. I got
Color My World. It's also short. It's like 2 minutes long. I was like, yes, winner.
This is not an important thing, but Mike, you said I do not have a policy of recommending things I'm reading at this moment, but I think you meant to say I have a policy of not recommending. You switched up the negative in there, man.
It was a lot of off the cuff there. That's part of the reason why I was so quiet, because
cool.
I was trying to like think of things to say.
I gotcha. Also, correct, and now you. Maybe you guys didn't listen to this as closely as I did, and I didn't have a chance to go back and extra correct myself. I'm pretty sure that Evil Robot said both "nice segue," "no, really," and "great segue,"
way.
"No, really," which means he went out of his way to troll non-segwayers, spending extra time.
He loves us.
Putting extra effort. Into that.
It's not until right now that I realize that when he goes, great segue, no, really, he's trolling us.
Yes. That's pretty much what it is.
And by the way,
just before the podcast dies, I figure out one of his tricks. Because every time I'm all like, so there's going to be a segue coming up, and then there isn't one. And I'm all like, why does he keep doing this?
He did it because, like, Bill didn't throw to Sarah.
I didn't. No, I didn't throw to Sarah.
Okay, that's what
I have another correction. The poem that I quoted last week, Verde que te quiero verde, was actually written by Federico García Lorca, who, funny, yes, who I figured that out, but he died in the Spanish, he was killed by the nationalists in the Spanish Civil War, and last week I talked about Spain in our hearts.
So, nice segue, no really.
That is a good segue. The reason why Francisco de Quevedo came up in my brain, because 15 years after... Yes, the tennis book.
Yes,
the book. Francisco de Quevedo wrote the first example of the picaresque novel, Vida del Buscón.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes. Yes, 15 years after my degree in Spanish.
Nice.
Yes, that's why I'm like, oh, Quevedo, I know who he is. Like, but then I had the wrong poem.
Mike Tambien.
So those are all my corrections.
Editor's note. Great segue. No, really.
For more information about alternate uses for Radio Shack, you can go to
www.library.nashville.org.
And our theme music is by
Adam Bean.
Does he need a...
He still needs work.
Subscribe to Popmatic Podcast on iTunes. Stitcher maybe is a little wonky, and RSS also, like we said last week, you could if you want to. Next week...
Best movies of this year. Film.
Which is coming to a merciful end. Yeah, we'll throw some moving pictures of the year.
Anyway, for things that are great and nice.
Good segue.
Yeah.
Great segue.
I just want proof here.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
He's going to do his research for them.
Beep that out.
Whoops. We're technically incapable of beeping.
Great segue. No, really.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a great segue. But you said, don't you say nice too?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, my bad. I was wrong.
In show correction.
I meant to double check it, but
whoa,
I've been out.
Got meta
here.
No! For more information, robots, you can go to.
Probably we'll have to cut that out.
Yeah.
There's so much beeping I can do.
For more information about
Who's the producer? What is happening here?
For information of sexual congress with
electronics
with humanoid robots.
That's what I call plugging it in.
Okay.
Is it a female or a male circuit?
Okay. All right.
Give him an inch.
Take
him on.
That's what the robot said.
Oh!
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess.